Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with your host, Laura Lee, and
Manny Aua.
Woo!
How you guys? How you doing? Special episode.
Are you guys ready for the ultimate Love is Blind breakdown?
Recap? A recap, Laura?
You're in for an episode today.
I'm actually
all the
so
drama.
Excited.
You know who my fan favorite is this season? Ooh. Sarah Ann. And I know you love her too.
Oh, Sarah Ann. She really did try it though.
She did try it.
We're doing a full FOOL breakdown of Love is Blind. Because the thing is, we haven't, what's it called? I don't think we've ever done something like this.
No, we haven't.
We've never done a breakdown
of a show. I'm
really
excited because I feel like this was probably one of the most drama-filled episodes of Love is Blind that's ever come out, or seasons, I should say.
Yep.
Season 6.
So we're going to go in. That's kind of what we're here for.
So I don't want to hear it.
And we're giving you days. Like, it came out on a Tuesday.
You saw the title. You willingly clicked.
You clicked. So we're not giving spoiler ahead.
You're responsible.
We're saying it.
This is your warning.
Exactly. So should we talk about peaks and pits first?
Let's do peaks and pits.
I think we should.
I'll start with my pick because you can kind of join me in this a little bit and we can talk about it together. But So my pit is that I had a really busy weekend, and then Ty was like, I want to see Dune 2. I want to see Dune 2. It's like one of the highest rated movies. It's supposed to be like one of the epic, most epic movies of the year. And I'm not a huge movie theater goer, but I'm especially not for really long movies. And y'all
for
know that
specifically.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I kind of watched a little bit of Dune 1. I was more so playing on my phone because it was kind of boring.
Right. Or like it was like it's more like. A lot of talking. In
Very
Dune
informational. Mm-hmm. So I was extra not excited to see Dune 2.
You were.
Also was very tired by Sunday night. But anyways, uh-huh. Ty's like, you're coming with me to see this 3-hour movie. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to go and be a good sport. We get there. Ty also did not tell us.
It's us three, by the way.
It's us three, but he didn't tell us that the seats he got us was like at the very front of the theater.
It was a third row.
In an IMAX.
Okay, but explain why.
It was our fault.
Because it was our fault.
We made him switch the movie date, so we got worse seats.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got there, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to sit in this front row and get my head blown off.
Like
boom. Because, you know, IMAX is so intense
and
compared
it's like
to
this,
regular.
Like, even the screen is the like kind of like bigger. This curve. It's big.
So, like, I feel like I was so close to the screen that I couldn't even, like, see the full movie.
You
like,
could
I could
the
only,
movie.
Yeah, I could only, sand was blowing in my eyes.
Yes. No, it was hard, you guys. It is actually
tough.
Hard to see.
It was to see
everything.
I feel like I could only see mostly the center of
this
the movie.
Portion, like this.
Yeah, like the center. And I did hold my ears for 90% of the movie because Dune is, like, known for its really loud theatrics.
Didn't realize that there was a sound system in the screen, essentially.
So, I was tired, I was getting my head blown off. It was a 3-hour, it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
it was a previews?
Over
3 hours. Movie, and it was one of the best movies I've seen.
In a long time.
In a really long time.
It was
and it was worth the tiredness.
Uh-huh.
It was worth the 2 hours and 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was worth getting my head blown off with a speaker system. It was worth it all. Guys, Dune is it. Dune 2.
It was amazing. I was shocked. Like, I was genuinely shocked with how great it was. I liked Dune 1, obviously. Like, I enjoyed the first one, but I really, really enjoyed the second one, like, a lot. Because I like the action sequences of the second one.
The first one's just all is mostly information
because
it's trying to set you up for Dune 2. And then everything you are expecting to take place takes place. But they spent like over $150 million on this movie. So,
yeah, you don't have to make $500 million to make their money back.
But
they're on the way.
It looks like a $500 million movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like it costs that much.
Yep,
and Timothy Chalamet, like, I know he's a talented kid, but he really shows his talents in this mm-hmm. movie. He is such a fucking good actor. Like, oh my God, he's going to be an Oscar winner. Maybe not off this movie. Who knows? But, like,
but
in
happen.
His acting lifetime, he will be an Oscar winner. He is sickening. Zendaya,
too.
Austin. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all did, but, like, Timothy's the lead. So you're going to see the most of his acting. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would say everybody, Zendaya, I'm the biggest Zendaya fan in general.
Same.
Like, they all just ate it up.
The movie overall is honestly incredible. Like, we are big advocates for the movie. Like,
I'm
I love it.
And I'm
excited
and
for
I'm
third.
A huge advocate.
I know, right.
And I'm not
right.
So that says a lot.
That says a lot. That says a lot. I was already a fan of the lore of Dune, so I was really excited. I was like on the same wavelength of Tyler. I'm like, we're gonna go on. I was very much that person. So I'm really excited for Dune 3 because it's even setting it up for more like a literal battle. Like all the houses, so that's gonna be fucking crazy.
I'll be in the front row. I'll be ready for Dune 3.
We're gonna be at least 10 rows back this time.
Do you wanna know what I did last night?
What?
Rewatched Dune 1.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did.
I'm so glad. Wait, what did you think?
Okay.
Rewatching
it
now.
It is so much better now because after you watch Dune 2,
mm-hmm.
you see so much more in Dune 1.
100%.
You're able to pick up on so much more because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you see all the clues that
yes.
I never would have picked up on if I would have watched it first.
Mm-hmm. So it was way better.
Way better.
It was great. Like I've seen Dune
so
1
good.
Twice. And I rewatched it before we went to the second one just to get me like a...
Ty did too.
A little... To wet the palate.
Refresh.
So that was really, really good. Like I loved it. We definitely recommend. We recommend the Dunes.
Highly recommend. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am a movie snob as well. I'm not one of those people who just
more
says some movies. I'm a critic.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes into the top 10 movies, best movies I've ever seen.
And that's high like praise.
Top 10 best movies
from
I've
you?
Ever seen.
That means it's like,
that means
oh,
it
shit.
Is top
like,
tier
oh, shit.
Shit. It's top tier shit.
It's funny, you guys, because I was like, because Laura was like, I'm going to fall asleep. Like, there's no way I'm going to survive. Like, da da da. And that, remember after the movie was done, I was like, Laura, I'm so impressed you didn't fall asleep. And Laura was like, how the fuck Am I going to fall asleep in that explosion?
In an IMAX. And I'm three feet from the screen in an IMAX. I could hear every single thing that happened in the movie. Did I not sit like this the whole movie?
Lauren the whole time like this.
I had my ears held and I heard everything that happened because that's how loud it was. And Manny and Ty were like, dang, that hurt my ears.
No, I literally was like, I'm so proud of you, Laura. And Laura was like, how? Would I have fallen asleep? And I was like, you're so right. There's impossible.
Baby, an impossible. Insomnia person impossible. Could not have fallen asleep no, honestly, where I was so sitting.
It was great. It was amazing. We highly recommend.
What's your pit?
My pit is I haven't got results for Zaya yet. It's been literally almost 2 weeks.
Where are the answers?
Where are the results?
Do you want me to call my attorney?
I think it's time. I think it's time for the attorney to jump on the call. But no, it's been like 14 days tomorrow.
Oh, that's
and
a
I
long
said
time.
I was supposed to get in 7. So I'm waiting. So it's just been like a really annoying kind of like.
What did they say? Out of the office?
They're just like, no, they literally respond. They actually they messaged me today. They're like, hey, we haven't forgot you about it. We're just waiting still on the lab results. So I think that they were just inundated with a lot of tests to do. But I actually am taking her in tomorrow for her like 2 week checkup. So she gets her stitches out.
Okay.
Yesterday
good.
She wanted to play with me crazy. And it's still so hard because like she was like, kind of going nuts. Like she jumped on me, grabbed my socks from my feet, and was trying to rip it off my foot.
And you said no.
And I was like, Zaya, stop. But I did play with her a little bit. I'm not
That's
gonna lie.
Good.
Like I was trying not to, but then she started getting a little too crazy. Like she literally was leaping
you couldn't
like 2 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, okay, like now you're taking it too far. I was giving you a little pull and you're taking it too far.
Dang.
But yeah, so I'm just like annoyed that
well,
I haven't
let us know
yet.
When you get results because we need updates.
I need
we
update.
Need answers.
I know we need answers. Like it's like literally starting to piss me the fuck off.
Do you have a peek?
I do.
Let's see that.
Laura, I finally have a fucking launch date for my.
I thought you were going to say we fired. It started as we fired. I was like, oh my God, who
Laura,
did
we fire?
You better tell the podcast you fired us.
No, I'm actually so excited because we just finally got a date for my next launch. And I'm
oh
so
my
excited.
God, what's the date?
The 22nd.
Of this March.
Month. Of this
and
month.
And that's going to fall on a Friday?
Yup.
22nd, mark your 22nd, calendars.
The 22nd. Of March. It was going to be potentially next week, but now it's like kind of impossible. We can't fit it all in. So I'm just excited because it's like, I feel like this one was one of my more struggles.
When
and
are
you, know.
You going to expose the launch?
Probably. I was thinking about doing it a little earlier than usual, which is
like
not
that.
Like me.
I like that.
But I was thinking about showing it maybe like a week in advance.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like a little bit
totally.
Of a week in advance. So like something about next week, I'm going to be showing
Give
it off.
Give the people
These
what they
are,
want.
This is the launch of me shitting myself.
I love that for you.
This is my shit myself launch.
You guys,
so.
Comment the poop emoji on all launch pictures. I'm just kidding.
Laura, no. Do not comment the shit emoji,
And flies.
Please.
There's also a fly
I'm
emoji.
You can do you guys, I want you to flies. Comment the cricket, the cricket dancing. And then, of course, you can use code Laura Lee.
Oh, my God. I always forget to say that.
To save some coin on the launch. But I'm excited for it because I have 5 SKUs, 3 different types of SKUs, but there's 5 little things in the collection. And it's really, really cute. I'm really, really excited for the launch. And it's been a journey.
It has.
And we finally
Yay.
Have a day.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
Well, not to piggyback on yours, but we are also launching.
No, I love it. The peaks that we have, like, it's like, babe, we have
just
brands.
Little announcements.
It's announced. Okay.
We're launching. We have a very tiny launch at Minim, so it's not going to be like a full clothing launch. We have one dress that's launching because I showed.
The blue one?
Yeah.
Laura.
You like it?
I literally, you guys, I had responded to Laura's DM when she was holding the dress and wearing
you
it.
Did.
And I was like, you look literally fucking stunning.
So sweet.
And like, cause you already Thank look you. Beautiful, but like Thank the dress you. Just really amplified. Like it made you look stunning.
Well, I like saw the dress come in and I was like, did a little video where it was like, come to work with me. And I shared the dress. Cause mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this one's really pretty. And mm-hmm. everybody was like, bitch, launch that right now.
No, literally.
So I was like, honestly, cause we're launching our Minim LA Tumblr this Friday. This is
Laura,
it. It's
another shocking
another
launch
shocking.
To me.
Feel how heavy this is. A 40 ouncer, guys. It Laura. Comes with the lid and the straw.
Ooh,
so nice.
Guys, this is.
Baby.
That's. You want to fucking fight? You could do it with this.
This is an emotional support water cup right here.
Let me tell you something. I responded to your stories about this too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I'm not well. I'm also like Laura's biggest hype man because I'm like, Laura, this is fucking sickening.
Hey, you can use code MANNYMUA to check yeah. it out. You can
use code MANNYMUA to save some coin. But this is fucking cool,
yes,
Laura.
It's such a pretty cup. So we're launching these this Friday. And so I was like, you know what? I should go launch the dress with it since people are like, we need it
Fuck
right
yeah.
now, not towards the end of the month. So the dress, this, and some new jewelry is going to launch this Friday. Check it out. Check it out.
Oh my God,
use code MANNYMUA.
Which is today. Which is today.
Oh my God,
today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is going live on Friday. It launches today.
I said no.
You're like, launches today while you guys are watching. It's actually launching today. So check out the site now, actually,
yes,
for Laura.
Yes, yes,
which
please.
Is fucking cool. Laura, honestly, I got my first Tumblr recently and it's really cool.
Life changing.
I really like it a lot. I wasn't really ever onto like the Tumblr bandwagon because I just never really had anything. Mm-hmm. But now I'm kind of like... I think I'm seeing it.
It's a revolution.
I think I'm seeing it. I've been drinking a lot of, I already drink a lot of water, but the water bottles help me.
These help you get more water in.
I think it's time to replace this.
I probably drink like 12.
A girl power one with that.
With this. I think it's time. I like that. I probably drink like 12 8-ounce glasses of water a day.
That's very impressive.
I'm way over 8.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. You too.
I mean, definitely. I 100% do. Without a shadow of doubt. But like, it's so good.
It's
like,
also life changing.
It is. More water. You guys, the more water you consume.
It's life changing.
Your whole life will change.
Oh, yeah.
Better sleep, better skin, better everything.
Bills like, paid. Air in the tires. Gas in the tank. Just drink your
food
water.
Food in the refrigerator. Yep. Just drink your water.
Just drink your water. It'll change your life.
The more water you drink, the more life you'll change.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Full coverage with Manny Hemingway and Laura Lee is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys, what's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour of your day? Would you take a nap? Would you go for a run, read a book, show off your friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we just had more time. And I feel like the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is, you know, priority for yourself. Mm-hmm. And therapy can help you find what matters to you and really seek out what you're looking for.
Yeah, I love therapy. I know lots of family members that use BetterHelp and it's just been absolutely wonderful for them. It's just an easy way to access therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And what's cool is you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/full coverage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/full coverage.
Let's jump in with some, because we get a lot to break down.
We do. I mean, honestly, this season, we actually, we took notes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we took fucking notes here. We took damn notes. And then so with the finale, for us, we watched it was today. And so we're not doing like a breakdown of the reunion because the reunion hasn't come out yet, but we'll definitely touch on it when we do like another rapid fire in the future.
Yep.
But we have all the episodes completed and everything is done. Laura, how do you want to do it? Do we want to do
by person?
I think
we should just do like
too.
A full breakdown
like their
per couple.
Journey. Mm-hmm. the couple's journey.
Do we want to start hot? I think we should.
Let's start off really strong
with Megan Fox.
Okay, guys, so let's go and start off with our first couple. We have Chelsea and Jimmy. Let's talk about them in the beginning in the pods. You know, I didn't mind. They were very like whatever until
they were very whatever
in the beginning. Like I didn't like have any opinion. I wasn't like, yay, love them. Ew, I hate them. Like there was nothing until things started to change. Until Chelsea was like, oh, I'm not into Trevor anymore. Like, I want to go for you. You know, I want to go for you, Jimmy. And then they started talking about, like, you know, what they look like, kind of. Chelsea specifically started to go in, and she was like,
it was only Chelsea, actually.
You know what? It was only Chelsea. It was only Chelsea that brought it up. So she says, you know, is there any celebrity that people say that you look like?
I like how she started the question that she wanted to answer by asking the question. Clever.
It's actually very smart. It's a smart thing to do. I've done that many a time. I've done that many a time. So she asked him, and he goes, no, not really. You know, not really anyone that, like, I get told. And he's like, what about you, as any normal person would? She's like, you know, I get told that I look like MGK's girlfriend sometimes.
Girl, like, you didn't know the name.
You knew exactly who Megan Fox was.
Jay-Z's wife. What is that name?
You know, Blue Ivy's
she
mom?
She never actually, yeah, Blue Ivy's mom.
Yeah, to her credit, she never what said Megan it? Fox.
But she made him say it.
Yeah.
Which is what made me scream and cringe, because he was like, are you talking about Megan Fox?
She's like, no, don't, like, I didn't mean it. Like, my friend, don't think that I look like her, because I don't. It's like, girl, you already planted the seed. You already planted the seed of, I look like Megan Fox. So even if you're like, no, but, like, I don't. Just like the dark hair and the eyes.
I like that all. You started the Jimmy and Chelsea with discussing the Megan Fox, because in my personal opinion, that was the pinnacle of it the beginning the of the end.
100%.
Because what happened was Chelsea, you know, chatting up Jimmy, and like Manny was saying, it was just kind of like, whatever. Okay, totally. Cute. I noticed this thing. I noticed whenever Chelsea started noticing Jimmy start to talk a little bit about Jessica, or there be something there that could be just as big as him and Chelsea's. Chelsea was like, hold on. She was starting to feel the feelings. And I feel like at that point she was like, wait, I could lose this man to Jessica. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that. So she played a little dirty, I think, by getting him to think she looked like Megan Fox. She does resemble Megan Fox a little bit, not enough to claim through a person who has never seen you before as a descriptive way.
You can't.
That was me saying I look like Kim K. That's literally like me saying, you get what I'm saying? Like, yes, a soul has told me that before whenever I had a specific look that looked like Kim K's look, but I would never tell a man that I look like Kim K, because maybe when I walk out, it's going to be like, where's Kim K?
When I had long hair, people say I look like Joe Jonas. I know I don't look like Joe Jonas, but I had long hair. So it like plays into that. You know what I mean?
Right. It plays into that. Like, yes, I see resemblance. It's definitely not a good way to describe yourself to a person that's never seen you. Mm-hmm. I noticed Jimmy perked up really big time when he heard Megan Fox, and he stayed with that energy.
He did.
He stayed with that energy for the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. Chelsea got him. Mm-hmm. And what was the
first- It worked.
First,
what she did worked.
What she, her trick worked. And what happened was the first thing he had to say when he met her.
You don't look like Megan Fox. You guys also, let's fast forward a little bit, right? He ends up ending things with Jessica. Jessica literally is like, you're going to rue the day you were born. When you see me, you're going to gag because I'm so sickening. Which, you know, she wasn't wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
She gassed herself she up. Gassed but herself she gassed herself up. But it was accurate. But it was correct. It was correct.
She's literally gorge.
She's gorge. Chelsea's beautiful too, but she just doesn't look like Megan Fox.
100%. That's just the reality. Chelsea's really, really pretty, but it's not the same.
She has similarities to Megan Fox. She doesn't like Megan Fox.
Like the whole like hair, blue eyes. Okay, yes.
Blue eyes, okay. Like, yeah.
That's not enough. But so they ended, the reveal happens. She T-Rexes over to him, like runs to him over. The meeting of them is not very great. Mm-mm. I was honestly cringing fiercely, really, really bad with how it was, because he was literally like, I know like this might be, you know, something negative to people, but like, I think you have really large square teeth.
So what is it that you like about me? And a man says that to me. You know, a lot of people don't find this attractive, but you actually have
really
large
big square teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. And you know what's funny? I will say at this point, like, I'm kind of like more on the like, Jimmy's pissing me off stage.
Same.
Of the show. Like Jimmy to me, I'm like, ew, Jimmy is literally giving me the ick boots.
I'm with
like,
you.
Like hardcore. And like Chelsea, like I was like, she like messed up with the Megan Fox scene, but I wasn't like kind of like anti-Chelsea. Not even close.
And not to shit on Jimmy, but I always got the impression, like, well, while I had the hardcore ick with Jimmy and was like annoyed with him.
Yes.
I was like, this man thinks he looks
fine.
Like, is the fine man in the room with and us he's now? Not. He was not in the room. So I was very confused.
It was giving toe. It was giving thumb. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and so I was very confused about that as well. I'm like, he's acting like
Chris
he's
Hemsworth.
An LA 10.
But baby.
Is Chris in the room with us?
Is Chris Hemsworth in the room with us?
He has not entered. So, okay, so that happened. So now we're moving on to them like going on their like little date, their excursion. Now they're going on their little vacation, right? So you can start to see their relationship start to really get picked apart here. And Chelsea's kind of insecurities are really showing to the forefront of their relationship, like badly, which I can understand because like Jimmy isn't being the same Jimmy that he was in the thing because she didn't look like what he thought it was gonna look like. So essentially, like it kind of like defeated the purpose of the whole entire experiment when
she hooked him with the
Megan Fox.
That's
thing.
Why I say that was the beginning of the end of the relationship when she tricked him. He should have been in there trying to find a girl like Megan Fox. First of all,
hello.
Second of all, she had these crazy insecurities because her intuition and she felt that pull away from Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy was pulling away from her because that is not what he thought he was getting.
Yep.
And that's why he went for her.
And she knows what Jessica looks
feel,
like.
See, that would fuck with me too. I would never go. I would be like, honestly, fuck, the girl you're talking to is prettier than me.
She's pretty fuck. She's pretty fucking fine.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know. But I wouldn't have done that. What she did, and I feel like her insecurities and what made her look toxic came out because of how Jimmy made her feel.
100%. And like, I feel like as it kept going, she got a lot worse to me and Jimmy started to look better.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, how is this even possible? I never thought in a million years I would even like want to start taking Jimmy's side in some capacity.
But I did.
But when she started getting really drunk and fucked up and whining, I think that like she would get really like messy because she was drinking so much. And then they had these like blowout arguments that became so toxic. She was so like, I can't believe. Her whining was pissing me off.
That was a good replication.
Thank you. But she would do this like very weird whiny thing. Like she's about to cry, but she's talking through her cry. She's not crying, but she's like, I can't believe that you would do this to me. Like it was very strange. I can't even explain it, but you know exactly what I'm saying. She's very insecure and you can kind of see it.
Jimmy makes her intensely. Insecure. I think if Chelsea got with the right guy that didn't make her feel that pull away, she could tell he wasn't into her. She felt it. She felt it. She would always say to him, I can feel like you don't love me. She knew.
Let's talk about the big argument that when he was like, you're clingy.
If a man tells you you're clingy,
get.
It's so get on.
I literally was so gagged. But the thing is, like, I felt like in those moments, like, she was looking really clingy.
The thing is, he was not into her.
Yeah, so it came across as clingy.
It does come across as clingy. She probably was clingy because when you're insecure in your relationship, you'll do clingy things because you're trying to get someone that doesn't want you.
Mm-hmm. No, the part where he's like, you know, I actually feel like you've been a little clingy. She's like, clingy? She goes off. She was literally fucking
triggered.
She was triggered to the 10th degree. So she was obviously insecure about that. And then she was like, you just fucked me.
And then when he said, actually.
You initiated that though.
You wanted that. Not me really, but.
When I tell you, I was rolling in my grave when he said that. Because the thing is, like, you had explained this to me really well, that you were like, the thing is, she is trying to throw it in his face like he's like this dog that thinks she's clingy, but he will fuck her. But that's not the case. She is the one initiating these like sexual advances. So he's like, you're not going to throw it in my face that I'm over here looking like I'm just trying to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's how
she's
trying to make it look.
She tried to make it look like that. And I was like, Laura, you're a sick genius. Like, you're a fucking genius.
She tried to set him up because she was mad. She was mad at how he makes her feel. So she wanted to get back at him, but he set that record straight. My favorite part is in the second fight that they have which she did have some credibility there. He has two girlfriends that are his best friends. Red flag.
Right.
He slept with one of them. This is why it was a red flag to begin with.
In the beginning.
This is why you don't date men who have straight, hetero, girl, female breast friends only. Where are the men?
Like, it doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense.
And you know why?
That talk every day.
Every day.
All day?
It
don't sit right with me.
Imagine how crazy Chelsea's going with all this, though.
But also, like, I will say, like, I understood what he was saying when he's like, I told you that in confidence. And then for you to throw it in my face and her
on
face
national
on
TV
national television, that's
was
crazy.
Nasty.
I was nasty. It was nasty. It was gross. And like, I was very understanding of him in that way, being like, I can't believe like you outed that, when that was one thing I was like, let's not talk about this on national television and let's not fuck her over because we're just friends now. And like, I understand what he was saying. However, I understand Chelsea being insecure about it. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That is a red flag. That's very, very intense to be like, girl, you have best friends that are only girls that are hot. The girls were cute.
Yep. Oh yeah, their girls are really cute. They're stunning.
So now,
how does Jimmy have pretty girl best friends? Chelsea's really pretty.
Chelsea said he has a big piece.
No.
But what if it's a big piece? Uh-uh. What if it's nice?
No. So you're gonna date Jimmy?
No.
Exactly.
I just want to see what his piece looks like. A little leak.
I don't even want to see that. Not from him.
What if it's giving like Drake?
I'm
noodle?
Not even mad at Jimmy. Like, I'm not even mad at Jimmy. Neither,
not at all.
It's the thing, and
it's more so my curiosity is getting me at this point. I just want to know. Because like, she's like, oh my God, the Lord blessed him. That's what she said.
There's something about him. Because as soon as, like, Jess kind of met him, like, she was over him.
She was like, oh. I'm happy for you guys.
I could tell Jess was over him. I could tell that she was like.
So now let's fast forward. Did they get married? Did they get married? Also, I will say, you know what, the producers kind of tricked me with the Jess and him meeting part.
Oh yeah,
because he was like, you're still my number one. That's what mm-hmm. they had said,
and it wasn't like that.
And it wasn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. Him and the girl that he was gonna pick, they met, totally like cool, very chill vibes. They ended up not working out, like,
yeah.
And she was like, you know what, I'm happy for you both. Jessica actually seems very like sound of mind. Mm-hmm. But then did they get married?
No, but there's one thing Jimmy did, and y'all may disagree with me, and I have to respect him for it. So the TV show wants you to make it to the altar to complete the TV show. And yep. So they get that footage, and they have that screen time of you, you know, getting ready, walking down the aisle, and the shock factor saying no. And I felt like Jimmy spared her
the anguish and his
family and her family the anguish and embarrassment by sitting her down at a dinner and or at a table and speaking with her about it and being honest. Like, I felt like he did the right thing in that situation. Yeah, I just do. I feel like he was just like, and I think that if they got married, I'd be like, wrong.
The thing is, it was crazy. Like, towards the end of the season, I was really made to believe that they were gonna get married. Like, the end, I was literally like, oh my God, are they like gonna go through with this? Like, them doing all these like fun things, and they're like, I love you so much. And then the conversation happened. I was like, oh, it's over.
That's producing, huh?
It was for sure. It's definitely producing, but they produced it in a way where they led you to think that it was gonna happen.
They tricked you.
Slashed me in fucking half.
I knew it. He felt the crazy, but he was also making her crazy.
Totally. It was a bad combo.
It was a nasty combo. Led to really entertaining to me. My favorite part is whenever they got in that really big fight and she was drunk and he was like, ask me if I'll, what was it? Like, ask me if I'll change or ask me if I'll stop going out. Ask me
to do that. Stop going out?
No. Walk back. I was like, that's literally me.
That's literally you. This is when they were outside. When they're having their argument outside. Ask me. Are you going to stop going out? No. And then walks away. That was really funny.
I went out for 1 hour and had one drink.
That was like, that, to me, was kind of crazy.
I don't want to date someone that goes out. I don't leave the house, so you shouldn't. But do you see, she's trying to control him because of her insecurities. Yes. And he's making her insecure. It's just a full circle of like, if Chelsea was with a guy that made her feel very loved and supported, she'd probably be a little clingy, one of those little clingy chicks, you know, but it wouldn't be this crazy.
100%.
You know what I mean? It would be fine. And Jimmy brought out the worst in her because of how he was not into her.
Yep.
It sucks. It hurts. It just led to a toxic relationship.
And that's the reality.
But a worse relationship than that was Jeremy and Laura. So let's tap into that a little bit. Hawaiian shirt guy. They were
the love triangle.
Worse than Jimmy and Chelsea. They were. Because there was a love triangle.
So Jeremy, Laura, and there was another person called Sarah Ann who was kind of in the mix of Jeremy. He was like between Sarah Ann and Laura. Mm-hmm. That was like his two options. He ends up going with Laura. They end up meeting. Everything seems like good in the beginning. I thought their meeting was like pretty normal.
I have a question. I don't remember what made him pick Laura. I felt like he was way more into Sarah Ann and
I have no idea why he picked her.
I don't either.
I thought the same thing. I think maybe he was like one, because you know how like Laura kind of gave him more of a challenge? Like, he gave him more of like a more structure with who she was as a person. I think he kind of wanted that. Like, he's like, I like the idea of someone like challenging me. But at the
apparently
end of the day,
not.
He didn't.
Apparently
he wanted
not.
Like, he didn't want that at all. Mm-hmm. So they end up going out. And then so honestly, from the beginning, it seemed like kind of normal and everything was chill. And then it got rocky like quick.
Very quick.
It got quick.
Very quick. Well, I could tell something was up with this dude because Laura had made a joke. They're on the honeymoon stage. So they just met. They're hanging out for the first time with a group of people. Everybody's meeting. And Jeremy's stupid ass tells AD that a joke that Laura told him. Because, you know, you'd be joking with your man.
Of course. And you joke with the girls. Stupid
shit. You joke with the girls. And Jeremy goes, what was it? It was like comment about a boob thing.
No, he's like, to slap her boob.
Oh, yeah. It's like a funny thing a the pancake girls or whatever. Were talking about. Yes. Some pancake.
Oh, my God. Laura told me that I should totally pancake you.
I was literally like, this is why you're stupid.
You're a fucking idiot.
Right there. You told us from the... And Laura was like, why the fuck would you walk into the group and say that? And I love that Laura said that.
She's like, are you dumb?
I would too.
Are you fucking dumb?
I loved it. I loved it. Laura said what needed to be said.
Because the thing is like, are you... Like, this is literally a joke between us. Like, she never... You know that there's no way in hell she was like, you should go up to her and slap her tit.
Oh my God, no.
Are you fucking kidding?
They were probably just drinking and being funny on the vacation.
Yes.
And when it was just the two of them, it's like, go do that, AD, or something.
And then
like
he makes
funny.
It even awkward because he's like, AD, like, I really didn't mean to do that. And then he has this like full like combo. It was like, so she was like, girl, it's like, I don't care. Like, you're making this
no
weird.
Social skills.
Not one, babe.
Not
the social
one.
Skills have left the building.
Not one.
He was so cringe to me.
The Hawaiian shirts.
The Hawaiian shirts.
Nasty. And at first, you know, everybody's giving Laura the trouble for being icky about the Hawaiian shirt.
Sure.
Like, they're like, calm down. But I low-key was like, I probably I like her for real, though. I'd be like, those Hawaiian shirts
those
gotta
Laura's,
go.
Man, those
I
Laura's
gotta go.
Are wild.
Nasty,
those Laura's are wild.
Nasty.
Anyone with Laura is just wild. Woo!
But anyways, so they get back from the vacation and, you know, they've honeymooned. I do believe they slept together, they said. And
I'm
like,
sure
they hooked
did.
Up. I believe they said they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're connecting. They're meeting family. So this is like getting down to the wire. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremy shows Laura a DM from Sarah Ann, who was the other girl he was talking to in the pods. And she basically says that she's still available if he's interested in the
DM. If
things don't work out.
Hit me up.
Hit her up. He immediately shows the message to Laura and does not respond to the DM.
But he hearted it.
But he double tapped it. And so Laura is like, this is a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm,
her
mm-hmm.
dinger's going off and she's right for it.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's telling her family this and they're all like, calm down, calm down, calm down.
Right.
And she's like, nah, this don't sit right with me. Next clip of them is her. He tried to play this game.
He did. He really.
For national TV.
He thought he was smarter. I think he actually thought he was a lot smarter than he really
her.
Is.
He thought he was smarter
her
than her.
And, just
and
in
he
general.
Didn't even hold a candle.
And literally, it's literally like this, like sitting down like this. And we're like, where the fuck were you at 5 a.m. last night? It goes like right into that. And we're like,
oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
So crazy. And so he went out to the bar with his friends. He shows up back home at 5 a.m. And she finds out that he was with Sarah Ann, the other girl at the bars. Coming home at 5 a.m. from Sarah Ann, he then goes, no, 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 you're reading the situation wrong, which he's an idiot. But he's like, we were at the bar. I didn't leave the bar. We stayed in the parking lot and I just talked to Sarah Ann in the car. It was a conversation mm-hmm. till 5 a.m.
Even having the convo till 5 is crazy though.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
You
so he's
it.
Dumb. He tried to play Laura. He turned his location on so she wouldn't suspect anything.
Mm-hmm.
He left his phone in the car that was his car
mm-hmm.
so she would see that he was at the car. He still had on his Apple Watch. He drives to a town, I think it was a little bit further away from the bar where Sarah
yes.
Ann lives with his Apple Watch on mm-hmm. and she was able to
drop her off because she was drunk.
To track him. And he sat at Sarah Ann's.
For a while.
Till 5 in the morning.
And I was like, so I thought you just said you were dropping her off.
Till 5 in the morning, he was at Sarah Ann's house. And he made up this big conspiracy lie by leaving his phone in the car to cover himself doing it. She caught his ass and she literally said, get the fuck out.
She literally was like, I'm done. I'm over this. So then from that conversation, they hadn't talked for like days. And then they have, of course, the part where like everyone kind of meets everyone. You know, every season they do like a barbecue or something. Like everyone's going to meet everyone. And that is the first time they're seeing each other after like, 4 days of not even speaking. And Sarah Ann shows up.
She's brave.
So brave. But I think that she kind of
so
had
brave.
To. I'm sure it's more of a contractual thing.
Maybe.
Like, she kind of like, you have to partake in like the thingies. But she ends up showing up and pandemonium
struck.
Ensues after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite,
it was
quite
the
awkward.
Best episode.
It was so good.
It was so
juice.
Good.
It was filled with juice. So obviously they hadn't talked in forever and Laura's already like, fuck. Oh my God, this is so fucking awkward. This is so corny. This is so annoying. Sarah Ann shows up. And Laura and him go and talk and they're like, okay, let's talk about it. And she was literally like, you're a fucking loser. She like goes in on him, completely shreds him
to
filth.
She needed to, though.
She had to.
We needed to see that on national TV, because whenever she caught him in the lie, all she does is just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck, like, I'm done. She leaves, and then it's over. It's
him sitting
done.
Like this while she's doing it, too?
I want to just like, gah.
I did too. I want to go like this. And he's like this.
With his little smart ass look.
Yeah. No, it literally was like, he was just like, okay. Like, he had no rebuttal, or he had no like defense for what he's saying. He's like, no, nothing happened. Like, he was just trying to basically say nothing happened between them. But it's like, girl, even in a miracle, if something, nothing happened, you were still with her for that amount of time. It's impossible.
That's enough that's happened.
That's enough.
But use your imagination. Please.
She literally was like, you're a fucking loser. You're not even a real man. Like, she shredded him to absolute filth. And I think that it needed to happen. So then it cuts to fucking Sarah Ann and AD.
So Sarah Ann pulls AD aside, or they pull one another of aside, and they're discussing the awkward situation that's happening, because they're all three at this lake house, and you know, everybody's there, and it's very awkward, very tense. So Sarah Ann immediately starts defending herself, saying she did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And AD is like kind of rolling her eyes, like, Miss Girl.
She's like, you sent the DM. I saw the DM.
She's trying to manipulate her DM and tell AD that the DM is not that bad and it's not what everybody says. And AD is like, I read the DM. She tells her that multiple times, and Sarah Ann still is trying to twist the words in the DM, and AD's like, I read the DM. So AD really tore her ass up, and that's what we needed. AD is a real girl's girl. She stood up for Laura all the way, and we were just waiting on this conversation to happen, and for someone tell Sarah Ann what time it is, because no one there wants to tell her what time it is, and AD was the only boss-ass bitch who stood up for Laura and stood up for the situation and let Sarah Ann know what it is. She went off on her, basically, and told her, like, Miss Girlie, you tried it. You tried it. You were inappropriate. You got with a man that was engaged. And whatever way you try to twist that, you are incorrect.
And it's funny because, like, she completely gathered her. And Sarah Ann was so unprepared for it. She was like,
she was unprepared.
Okay. She was literally like she had no, like,
she was
rebuttal.
Shook.
She was so shook. She was so gagged. She was like, and then right after that conversation happens, it goes to, like, Sarah Ann talking with Jeremy. And she's like, I'm not going to be belittled by these women. I'm not going to be interrogated by these women. Like, I did nothing wrong. We never even did anything. We never kissed. You just dropped me off. And it's like, they're trying to explain so intensely, like, that night. But it's like, girl, you guys can literally be like each other's, like, alibis. Like,
they're gonna lie for each other. They're gonna lie for each other, because she runs down to the dock where it's just Jeremy and gets away from everybody after AD read her to filth, and she's crying and she's all mad. She's like, Jeremy, I can't believe they're attacking me. And he's like, you know what? We didn't do anything wrong.
He's like, we did nothing wrong.
And it's crazy watching, like, a narcissist, like, literally convince, like, this is what they do, convince that when they're in the dead, black and white wrong, convince
that
each
right.
other they're in the right. And Sarah Ann literally slams her foot down and is like, you know what? I'm not sorry to any of them. And then he goes, do you want to ride jet skis? And she goes, yeah, I do want to ride jet skis. And so then they're interviewing Laura, and she's crying her eyes out about the awkward, horrible situation. And it's just them in the background, like, riding jet skis, having the time of their life.
It literally was like the most menacing production ever. Like, it was literally producers literally editing in them riding jet skis all happy and, like, go lucky, and then it's like Laura crying in between these takes, and it's so ridiculous and crazy, and it's like, wow,
it's
this
camp.
Is
it was camp. Camp it was camp, camp editing.
Like, poor Laura's literally bawling her eyes out, and they're over here like,
I'm gonna tell you something right now, I probably had to key somebody's car.
Oh, babe, I think it's actually gonna be even worse than that at this point. Yeah, at that point
I probably
point,
wouldn't have cried on TV. I'd be like, yeah.
No, you would have killed on TV.
Yeah. No, what I said I would have done, I would have said, do you have a third jet ski? Because I'm about to go meet him on the water.
Yeah, I'm about to actually crash
into meet him on the water.
I'm about to go beat their ass.
Did you know that Sarah Ann is posting TikToks from Jeremy's bedroom?
You're lying.
No, my live told me. They're like,
what?
Go watch her TikToks. She's trying to, like, flex it. Still.
So, like, they're together?
I guess. We'll see at the reunion, but she's been posting TikToks.
You know, this would have all been solved, like, if you would have just picked her. This would have all been solved. I was like, girl, if you guys were clearly the ones, like, that wanted to be together, you should have just fucking picked her. This would have saved Laura all this fucking strife, and, like, you
and
literally wasted all of her
strife.
Time. And them. And you wasted all Laura's time. You fucked the experience for her. It's, like,
awful.
Just crazy.
Awful. so nasty, because the thing is, they could still end up together. All Jeremy had to do is be a man and say, hey, Laura,
I'm not feeling it.
I fell in love with you, but I don't think this is going to work. Smith gave it a week and then went and talked to Sarah Ann. That's 100%. All it would have taken, but he wasn't man enough to like, do that.
So here we are.
He was so scared
of being a little bitch on TV. That's the thing.
He turned out to be the biggest bitch on TV of them all.
He was so scared of looking like one, he ended up being one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, you're so corny for that. Like, girl, the corniest corn.
They're red. They are red up and down to filth.
That's what they deserve, mm-hmm. to be quite honest.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Let's move on.
So let's talk about Kenneth and Brittany.
This one is also a very like polarizing couple, I will say.
Yeah.
I do feel like Kenneth just absolutely fucked the experience for Brittany. Brittany deserves so much better.
100%. And Kenneth, I feel like, was pretty lucky because Brittany seems like a beautiful, really sweet.
And so sound.
Just like a very, mature, super emotionally mature, very sound person. Like, very lucky to meet someone like that because it's hard to find, like, emotionally mature people.
Absolutely.
Who are, like, actually ready to get married. And absolutely. I feel like Brittany was that girl. Like, she was prepared. Surprised. She was surprised. And I honestly thought, Kenneth tricked me because I honestly thought Kenneth was the prize, too.
Same. So
he
did
gave
I.
me the prize energy.
He absolutely tricked me. In the pods, he was definitely giving me like, oh my God, this guy can be really great. Like, I think him and Brittany are gonna be so cute together. Like, it's gonna be absolutely amazing. I feel like their energy flowed really well.
The issues
happened when they left the pods, and it was like when they were on their vacation / like real world. The fucking scene where they're on the boat and no one's talking. I literally had so much secondhand embarrassment because he was just like, yeah, this is great.
I'm just like such a loud ass bitch that I always think about me in that situation. And I'd be like, is there a problem?
100%.
Like, I'm just such a verbal bitch.
What the fuck is going
on? Why can you not speak right now? Is there a problem? You can let me know. Like, I feel like maybe that's why I'd be good for TV. Because like, yes. She would just take it and kind of like sit there and let it happen. I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Like, why the fuck are you silent? Because like, especially like in this experience, like you don't have a lot of time. So it's like kind of surprising when there's like a lot of dead silence when you're like, don't you guys like have to try to get to know each other in a month to actually get married? So anyway, fast forwards, they're now in the real world and he's now like so attached to like his phone. He's attached to the real world. He's a principal. So he's very much like, oh, I have to be on my phone. Like I have to do these things. And she's basically now at the point where she's like, yo, like, do you even fucking like me? You were not affectionate. They had never had sex. They
never made out.
Never even made out. A kiss on the lips.
No.
That's when he's like, oh, you know what? I don't want to be tempted. Like, cause he's very, okay, this is the thing. Let me go in real quick. Cause it gets on my nerves.
Okay.
I do not like when people use, for example, I'm gonna use Kenneth as an example. When they use God as like their scapegoat for a reason they're doing something, it's like a huge pet peeve of mine. Obviously growing up in the church, like I don't like when people do that. So he was like, oh, you know, like the reason we're not making out because I don't want us to be tempted and we already made our promises to God. And I was like, no, you're covering it for something different. Like you cannot. To me, it's so annoying because it's so transparent and so corny. But I feel like he was using this like idea that they made, like, oh, we made promises to God to not be affectionate with her.
Mm-hmm. When he just didn't want to be affectionate.
When he just didn't want to be affectionate with her.
He was clearly attracted. I think they had I don't think he was attracted to her.
Same. And I don't think that she was really attracted to him because she didn't have that pull either.
I didn't see the pull either.
And she was like, you know, like she's like, yeah, we're not going to do, like, even if we don't do anything, but there's no like pull.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if we didn't physically do anything, there's no like yearning for it. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. So they ended up ending their relationship like pretty like early on into the season.
Yeah.
But it was very polarizing because it became this thing where it's like Kenneth, like everyone was like, Kenneth is gay. He's not, he's in the closet. Like he's so in denial.
And they were like, he's not touching this woman, but he's always on his phone. So that concluded, which I disagreed with.
No, me too. I was like, y'all are trying to find something.
You can't call a man gay just because he's like not attracted to this one woman.
I think that they're just rationalizing it. They were just trying to make a reason. Like to them, it made sense. Like, oh, you must be gay because she's pretty.
Yeah.
But like there could be a gazillion reasons. Like he just doesn't want to. But at the end of the day, nothing happened between them. And he could be gay, but he's not. You know, it is what it is. But sometimes,
he comes out gay.
That would make more sense.
I'm like, well, that would make more sense. What I said was wrong.
It would make a lot more sense. But, you know, a lot of times, I mean, it's true. Like a lot of, you know, gay people can be really, really closeted and not even like realize what's going on because of the guise of church, being scared of it or whatever it might be. But I don't know if necessarily he's like gay, but I definitely think that their relationship was really strange and he switched up quickly after the pods.
Also, the big pinnacle of them was the breakup. So in the breakup, he's very cold. He's literally on his phone while she's trying talk to him and break up with him. He's literally on his phone. It's crazy to watch.
No tears.
Yeah.
From him. Her, she's crying.
She's crying. She's showing all the breakup emotions. So, you know, I think that's where Kenneth really got wrecked online was from that breakup because it was pretty brutal. And then he was like, all right, give me a hug. We good? I'm out. Like, and he literally left.
It was weird.
It was really weird was to weird. Watch. So Jessica actually went on Nick Viall's podcast and she broke down what actually happened in that situation. So she was basically like saying like, Kenneth is actually what you see. He's like the biggest sweetheart teddy bear you'll ever meet in your life. And the scene was just like, it just was unfortunate because they had already pretty much broken up and done all that, and the producers asked them to reenact the scene so that they have the full storyline for the TV show. And you're asking regular people who are not on social media regularly, who are not on camera regularly, they're not actors, they literally regular people who live in North Carolina, to reenact an extremely vulnerable, crazy situation, and Kenneth just did a very bad job at doing that.
Got it.
But that's why it came off so weird. So Jessica was like sticking up for him and like that was just like what happened and he did a bad job.
With
reenacting the breakup, but they were already done. And Jessica did say they had attractive issues like there. And I feel like we all saw that.
Totally, we all saw it.
So, you know, I feel like that made more sense to me. That made a lot more sense to me.
I mean, he's not an actor.
He's a principal.
Yeah, like, and he just did a bad job of, like, he was just wanted it to be over with. You could tell, and, like, get out of there.
He's like, I'm done. I'm over
but
it.
It's like he forgot national TV is going to watch this, and this is our only perception of them. This is it. This is all we get. We don't know
you broke up before.
Exactly. Uh-huh. We think you guys are together and everything, and Dandy. Then this is it. Like, uh-huh. That's the perception. So it's really tricky in that world of filming it for TV.
And you can tell Brittany, like, she was just passionate about it because she was probably still hurt about the situation.
And them having to reenact it probably hurt her so much because you could tell she definitely liked him more than he liked her.
Yep. And that's probably why she was emotional, like, all over again, essentially.
And he was because, like, whatever.
It hurt.
He's like, I'm ready to be done with this.
Maybe he cried the first time.
Yeah, exactly. And it was probably, like, more intense with it. And he was probably also, like, nervous and didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And now he's like,
because he's having to act out this scene. Mm-hmm. So the story behind ended up making it make a lot more sense.
It does make more sense that way.
So let's talk about Amy and Johnny.
I like Amy and Johnny.
Very boring.
Very boring.
But you know what? Boring is good.
It worked.
Boring is good because it worked.
It worked because it was honestly like a little bit of ray of hope for the entire season.
It was.
And so when you have an entire season just, because I don't think the show would ever even want that. They wouldn't want the entire cast to not one person work. That wouldn't work for the show because then it's like, girl, you're just having a show for drama. You're not actually doing it for, like, the experiment of the show. So they're going to want to have a couple that, like, actually makes sense and actually flows because every other couple was giving drama boots. So then now it's kind of like, oh, well, like, at least there was one couple that, yeah, they might not have had the most, like, thrilling storyline, obviously. But you can tell that they genuinely care about each other. And they're like, you know what? We want this to work. And, like, I feel like it's funny because they're like, okay, your conflict is going to be the pregnancy.
100%. The producers, because they had no conflict or nothing to talk about. I know for a fact those producers told them, okay, what is a conflict? And they're like, we disagree on the kids thing. And they're like, okay.
We're playing on that.
We're going to play on that.
That's it.
So, and they only had one conflict, and that's what the problem is. So it kind of made them seem like they were fucking crazy because it was like, have you never heard of a condom?
Mm-hmm.
Put a condom on. They were like,
exactly. It makes them sound crazy.
They were like, we don't know what to do. She doesn't want to take. We've never had sex, and she won't take birth control. We don't know what we can do. Mm-hmm. Like, that was literally what they kept saying, and I'm literally watching at home, like
what? But that's definitely production. Like, kind of like that was their only hurdle. Like, you know, production. Like, they're gonna give you a hurdle so you can overcome it, so it can be like this. Like, oh my god, a storyline. So that was their only obstacle. So, like, clearly, like, they kind of just beat that into the dead horse because the production was literally like, that's what your complex.
That's all that they had.
That's all you have. But the thing is, like, but also, like, is that not cool in the way of the experiment where they didn't even have issues? Like, they literally, like, it actually truly worked for them. And then, like, spoiler alert, they end up getting, actually, no spoiler alert, because this is what the episode is. They end up getting married. Like, it actually worked for them in this way.
I thought that they were both just, like, so right for each other.
Me too.
And, like, on the same level on everything, their vibes, their playfulness, they seem so right. She kept on saying, like, she wasn't naturally attracted to him. And I was like, honestly, like, y'all look good for each other.
I think they actually look really cute together.
Yeah. 1,000%. But, I mean, that's her opinion. But anyways, I was so happy for them and, like, good for them. And, like, I don't even think the kids thing was as big as a conflict as they had to play it up for their storytelling and their storyline for the show.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like their intentions were so pure going on the show. And they were able to map out and, like, find a pure person with the similar intentions. And they found each other.
Yes. So. And I'm actually really glad because, like, I feel like a lot of the times the guys are honestly, like, flops.
Flops!
Like, they're flops. Matthew, fucking flop.
Let's talk about Matthew.
Matthew was another one of the, like, he did not, like, make it, obviously. But he was so polarizing in the beginning of the episodes that, like, he was a fucking weirdo.
He was controversial because of the sociopath vibes.
He gave off such sociopath vibes, like, has, like, almost no emotion whatsoever, had this very strange, like, energy to him, would leave the conversations, like, mid-convo. Like, he was honestly
By the way, they said producers did that he never walked out of one conversation without closing it. Producers did that.
Made it seem like that.
Yeah, that's what was said. Then, we'll see in the reunion because I'm sure that'll be brought up. I don't know if there's truth to that, but Matthew had come out online and said he never walked out on a conversation without closing it with someone. Producers did that.
Okay, well then why was the other person being like, hello, hello, Matthew, hello? Yeah, why did they continue it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see more in the reunion, some explanation.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
To see, like, about the explanation, but, like, regardless.
Besides that,
he was still, like, giving off very quiet, sociopath, weird vibes. And I just didn't understand it. Even the guys would make fun of him, like, oh my God, it's the most talkative guy here. Like, the guys would clown him. And he, I honestly thought, I was like, there's going to be no one that he likes here. Like, it's never going to work for me. And then I was actually surprised that he was like hitting it off with AD.
I was screaming at Shocked. The TV. I was like, AD, no.
No.
AD, no. No,
like,
AD.
Please, no. Please. AD, please, please. Because you're too good for him. Like, I was like freaking out. But the thing is, then she has the other option of Clay, mm-hmm. which we can like literally move right on to. AD and Clay. Yes. Where at first I was like, do not pick Clay.
Yeah.
I also was like, he's not good enough for her. She's too good for literally both of them.
Too good for both of them.
And honestly, in the beginning, like, Clay was giving off very weird, like, so what he looked like, shoddy, like, trying to be all cool and
Clay
laissez.
Is very
and,
emotionally like, immature. Yeah. And just immature in general. Mm-hmm. And she, the AD is literally the opposite.
And she caught on, like, so quickly to his bullshit. She literally was like, you're trying to ask me, like, how tall I am? Like, I'm thick, like trying to like ask these things where it's like the kind of it's defeating the purpose of the experiment. And this is why I'm saying like a lot of the guys, it felt like they were trying to defeat the purpose of the experiment and trying to ask these like sly questions of like, well, what do you look like?
Chelsea
like,
fucking vibe? Defeated the purpose.
Chelsea
too.
Fucking flopped too.
She did too.
It was a flop too. But it's funny because most of the times it's the guys that like flop that, and they're the ones a little bit more like looks heavy. Like they want the girl to be really hot. Whereas a lot of times the girls are like, we just want like an amazing man. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of times the guys are like, well, I want a hot girl. Mm-hmm. And her to be amazing.
They care a lot about the looks.
They care a lot about it.
You're on the
it.
Wrong show, babes.
Babe, go on fucking literally anything else. What's the one? Love Island.
See, they would never put these people on Love Island. Cute, huh? You had to be like the biggest. Love Island? Oh my God. Like,
okay, got it.
8 foot tall.
Damn.
Six pack.
Damn.
Big fake titties.
Okay, got
lip
it.
Filler. Like you gotta have,
you have
blonde
to have very
extension.
Specific.
It's very specific for Love Island.
Got it.
And these are real people. Not to say Love Island. I love the cast of Love Island. Trust me, I'm a big fan. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. I'm room for all y'all. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
it's just different. So
like this is real life here.
Absolutely. Like this is like their real life.
Yeah, this is real life people.
Which
trying
what makes
to get
me
married.
Like really like a lot of them, like AD, like I really loved her because I'm like, this is just how she is. Like that's just the energy she gives
off.
Oh,
I love AD.
Like I love her. So
and you know what? Some people were saying, oh, I wasn't sure about AD until she went off on Sarah Ann. I was like, what are you talking
are you
about?
Crazy?
She was great all the
From
way through.
Episode one, she was amazing.
Great.
So I'm like,
she
you guys
really
are dumb.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Like you're not reading, like you are seriously.
Damn, Fanny.
They're fucking dumb. Listen, AD is a fucking queen, and
she
I will
is.
Not
she
handle
is.
Any slander.
She is.
But so it ends up going to, it was between Matthew and Clay for AD. She ends up picking Clay.
Which was the, I feel like potentially could have been the better of the
it was
two
better
poisons.
Of the two. I feel like it was way better of the two. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like I thought like, and like, cause he ends up apologizing for, you know, the way he was acting for everything. Like he ends up, like, I feel like a lot of times throughout the relationship in the show, he does own a lot of his like shit. In a way, like
he definitely was getting ready to cheat on her. He apologized for cheating on her 8 times before he cheated on her.
He's like, you know, I just want to be in a position that I'm gonna cheat. And she's like, why are you talking about cheating? We haven't even left this experiment.
Well, my dad cheated a lot, so there's a grand chance I'm probably gonna cheat on you.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was giving. Is like so
that was
there,
the breakdown.
That was the breakdown. So I really did like I was hopeful. I'm not gonna lie, because like there was moments when I was really liking Clay. I always liked AD, but then there was like these like glimmer of like really good moments with Clay, and I was like, oh my God, like I feel like they could actually potentially work out really well. And he's like maybe changing, and he's like really being in tune with who he is and like, what he wants. Mm-hmm. But as like things kept going, and then we get to the wedding.
Damn. Double homicide.
So they do end up getting to the altar, and AD says yes.
Which is crazy to me, because she should have known better. AD, why are you saying yes to this man? He's done told you he's going to cheat on you 18 times. Why are you saying yes to this man? Why did you do that?
I was devastated.
And then he, but the way he said no was basically like very honest. And you do realize they are, I don't understand, because one person came out a long time ago from like season 2 or 3 and they said that you're contractually obligated to make it to the altar. You're free to say yes or no, but you owe $50,000 if
you don't go.
If mm-hmm. you don't go. So I'm like, Jimmy and Chelsea, do they owe them
but
money?
But I wonder if it's like, if it gets to that point. So like, for example, Jimmy and Chelsea, I think they wanted to run that storyline for a long time. But what if their relationship actually ended weeks before that?
Maybe.
So, like, they wanted to run that relationship into, like, the ground low-key, obviously, because it was very
polarizing
juicy.
For TV.
But what if, like, they had ended their stuff way earlier on?
Do you know
what
I wonder if the $50,000 is? I wonder if they give them a $50,000 budget for the wedding, and it's more so, like, if we
the
buy
ring.
These dresses and these rings and all this wedding and put it on and you don't show up and do it, you owe us the money.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's, like, how the contract kind of works with it. But anyways, I felt like he was just, like... felt like he wanted to be with her still, but he was just like, you know, let's not get married, but let's be together.
He was honest about like his role in it. He was like, I cannot get married because like I don't have my shit together. He's like, I can't do
don't
it.
Don't really but know
like,
why you came on the show, but
babe, I literally was like, what the fuck is the point of this then? Because literally AD's crying. She's like literally heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Like it's devastating. Cause he's like, you know, I know, but then I will say, like, I did agree with what he was saying in that part, but then there was a part that like annoyed me because he was like, I know we'll make it through this. Like him going to this, like, I know that like we'll make it through this, and I know you're gonna fight for me and we're gonna fight for each other. And I was like, no. Like once you're saying no to me in that moment, like you just like embarrassed me and broke my heart. Like I'm probably not gonna want to date you again.
I always debate. I'm like, the only way I would date someone after, because the altar is a very weird situation when love is blind. Mm-hmm. If we talk beforehand, it's like, hey, I'm going to say no, but like, we can still be together and I want to date you and we're ready to get married. Let's do it. But let's like, let's complete this TV show and like, let's get on the same page so we don't embarrass one another up there. Yep. That's the only way I would accept.
That's what I would do.
You know
as well.
What I mean? The mm-hmm. no, if we talk beforehand and had to plot it.
They're scared to do that because contractually, like, there's no way they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
They're probably scared because, like, if, for example, let's just say this, like, that there's a couple, right? Mm-hmm. One is like, I'm going to say no, but the other one really wants to say yes. Oh. What if beforehand they're like, hey, I'm going to say no, and that person's pissed, they tell production.
Yeah, and
they tell me that
trouble.
They're
going to
say no. You're going to get fucked, like, contractually. So it's kind of like, what do you do? Unless you're both on the same page.
I
about
think
it.
AD just honestly needs to move away from Clay anyway.
I agree.
And find
it's time for
else.
Someone better.
She's so mature and ready for marriage. And Clay
and
is
she's
so
fine.
Far from that. And Clay.
And so beautiful.
Clay could be great with the right one.
Totally.
Because I feel like he's just trying to find girls to date. And I feel like he could be like a cute little boyfriend for a minute or two, you know, very that.
Yup.
But he's not husband material.
He's not. It's definitely not giving husband material whatsoever. I just don't think he's ready.
And AD is there. The full package.
Exactly.
So it's like.
And I feel like now I'm like, I can't imagine her DMs would not be blowing up now.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I know that she's going to have options post-show because it's like, dude, like she was such a catch. I just can't imagine it wouldn't work out for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What about the tea with Trevor?
Manny shook me to the core because one afternoon I was talking about Trevor. I was like, oh, Chelsea should have picked Trevor. That was more, you know, that would have worked out like 10 times better. I could tell Trevor would be really affectionate with her and bring out the good in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Like, she totally fucked up with Jimmy. And Manny was like, Laura. Give it to
Did
us.
You see that Trevor T? So apparently, like, all these, like, messages got leaked that Trevor was, like, in a relationship with someone while he's on the show with the girl. And, like, they're literally talking back and forth. And he's like, oh, I met up with another guy. Like, we talked about, like, what we're here on the show for. Like, you know, all this stuff. Basically, he had this connection back home where he essentially was going on the show just for clout. And you can kind of tell in the way of the conversation that he's having with the girl, like these
the
leaked
girl
messages.
Ends up leaking all the messages because she gets mad after watching the show and sees that he didn't just go on there and like kind of talk to girl. Like he was falling in love with Chelsea. Like he was making stuff happen. So she gets upset. So she's like, I'm going to leak all these text messages. And it's crazy though, because the way he was talking
there's,
to
like,
her.
Photos of them together and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
and the way he's like, I'm just going on this show, like, da da da. Like,
I'm just gonna
in
go
the
on
text.
It. Uh-huh.
Like, he's explaining.
Like, it's not that serious.
The plotting. He's plotting
yes, he's
in the
plotting
text.
From the beginning.
Like, she exposed everything. So Trevor was playing us all the whole time.
Imagine
he had
like
a girlfriend.
Imagine the girl, like, literally made it all up.
But how could she do that with the text messages? I put Trevor and text him between two people.
Absolutely.
He never said that, though.
No, and I actually don't even think that he has publicly come out and like said anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I feel like he would have just
so maybe
been
at
like,
the reunion.
Real.
Maybe he won't at the
maybe
reunion.
In the
be
reunion.
Like, you know what? There's rumors floating around. It's not even real. But I did see that rumor happening, and I was voting for Trevor, you guys. I liked Trevor.
I thought Trevor, whenever he met Chelsea at the lake, too, I was like, see.
Like, just, it would have been so
perfect. It was so perfect until I found that out, and I was like, oh my God, he's worse than Jimmy.
It literally was like, damn. For you to make me think that you're worse than Jimmy.
You know what I liked about Jimmy, though? Not a ton of stuff, but honestly, Jimmy grew on me. I didn't
hate
Jimmy
in the
end.
Towards the end. Same,
yeah.
same. I didn't
hate
him at the
end. I like that whenever Jeremy is trying to bro up with Jimmy and be like, I didn't do anything wrong. Because remember, Jeremy's a cheater. Jimmy was like, absolutely not. Like, bro, he was like, you're hard-headed yourself. And then he kind of got up and he was like, I'm not having this conversation
I think he said it with someone, with Johnny. I think he was like, I'm not part of this conversation.
Yeah,
like, someone
like,
said that. I think
he was
like, him?
I'm not talking. Well, like, whenever he got up, he said to someone, like, away from Jeremy, he said, like, I don't want to talk about
this
with
Johnny.
Because
Johnny was like, same. I don't want
like,
to be part of this.
They were like, he's trying to get us to condone his behavior. And they're
and
like, we're
it.
On TV, baby. We're not going to sit here with you and say what you did was okay.
Condone
you're not pulling this into your shit. Mm-hmm. So I love that Jimmy was like man enough to not be all bro up with him and just be like, yeah, bro. He was like literally like, no.
You've tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. I will say, like, I feel like that. Again, like I agree with you. Like, I feel like Jimmy started to grow on me towards the end of the season. But in the beginning, middle, I was like, I don't know about this man, y'all. I don't know about this man.
I want to know what Jimmy was saying to these women, because Jess was saying that Jimmy was like, after the first day of dating, Jimmy was everybody's number one.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
You know what? His voice is very soothing. It is. It's nice. That the most fierce judgment I've ever fucking seen.
Laser beams.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know. Maybe I've been in the South too long. He just sounds like
that's what it is. It's a deep Southern voice. Like I think that it's a very there's like a sexiness to it.
Yeah.
So I think that that's that could be a big part of it. Where he was just kind of like he came across very chill in the beginning too. He was very chill and had like a very like slow way of talking, deep, slow.
It was
Southern.
The words he was saying. I feel like he knew what to tell the women.
What the
he
fuck
doesn't
was he
look
even
like
saying?
He's player, but he doesn't look like he has any game. But I feel like
that was such a read.
Was it a read?
He doesn't look like a player.
He doesn't look like he has game. Like when I see him, I'm not like, ooh, this man has
that man
swag.
Has some fucking
he has
swag.
Game. He's pulling the girls. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not visualizing that. Okay, but I think he had a smooth talk that I was just missing.
There was something missing for us all.
I don't think it would have got me.
I don't know if it would have got me. I really don't. I can't even say yes or no on that one because I'm not seeing your face. It's just sound. My panties are coming off.
Not with Jimmy.
I don't know. Like it depends on what Jimmy. He was saying because he has a nice voice. At least I like but I like a southern voice.
I have a feeling Jimmy would have got me any of y'all.
You guys, I think Jimmy would have got me.
What would you have done if you walked out? Would you have been like, okay, if he's this cool.
I'd be like, fuck, he's hit. I would have been like, damn, he's like not like cute. Like he's to me, like I don't find him attractive like that.
Yeah.
So I would have been like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you, Jimmy?
Do you like whenever they first meet each other and you can immediately tell when they don't find the other person attractive?
I love
like,
that.
Like you can tell immediately.
Fierce, like
secondhand embarrassment. Yeah, it's rough.
Because it's so, remember last season there was like that one girl.
Irina.
Oh.
And so instead of just being like she immediately, she was like, I'm just going to bully this man until he breaks up with me. And he would never break up with her. So she just kept bullying
him. Like, fuck, I got to keep going.
She should have just left.
Stop bullying this poor guy.
She bullied him.
She should have just left. She should have let it be.
And he kept, the more bullying she did, the nicer he got on TV. So it was very bad. It was very bad.
Fuck, and she looked really good at the reunion.
Irina.
I remember her looking very good.
The girl that did her makeup is doing my makeup soon.
I love, like, literally, she did such a good job on
her. Okay, wait, you guys remember the girl that the guy was like, you wear too much makeup, you're fake, so I can't be with you. So remember how good she looked at the reunion?
Yes.
The girl did her makeup too.
Oh my God, she slayed.
She slayed. So she's going to turn me out on Friday.
Oh, she's going to actually turn you out.
I'll report back. I'll report back. She DM'd me and was like, I heard you guys talking about Love is Blind. And she's like, I beat her. She's like, I can do your face.
Oh, she's going
to
beat you down.
And my makeup artist moved to Dubai. So
she's like, I need help me.
I said, hello.
Come over here, help me.
Hello. But we'll figure that out.
Wow. Well, anyways, I think that's it for our entire recap. I'm excited to see what happens at the reunion. Really, really excited. Really, really intrigued to see the tea. But I thought the season was really good.
Yeah.
And I was in it, bitch. Mm-hmm. I was fully enveloped in the experience.
I needed a good TV show. So thank you to everyone, even Sarah Ann, for keeping me entertained.
We were entertained the house.
We hope you guys enjoyed this breakdown on full coverage of Love is Blind. And we will pick back up next week with an episode that's not rapid fire. But the week after that, we'll touch base on the reunion. So be on the lookout. Don't forget to check out Manny's new launch coming March 22nd, lunarbeauty.com. Use code Laura Lee. And don't forget to check out our new Minim cups. We have a limited supply as well as our new dresses dropping on minimla.co and use code MANNYMUA.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna take one of these like right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have one for
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, period. Love it. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll catch you guys in our next video.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Come on.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.